This is an oral history tape of Miss Helen Brown, who grew up in Westboro. Miss Brown, can you tell us when you were born?
November 26, 1891.
In 1891. And where did you grow up? Your home address.
9 School Street. I was born on Grove Street.
You were born on Grove Street.
Yes.
And then you moved to, what kind of house was it?
A Queen Anne house.
And what did it look like? It looked like a Victorian gingerbread house.
Yes, they used to call it gingerbread house.
And it had all kinds of different ornate colors and...
Yes, these little steeple. At the roof.
So that...
And it had a slate roof with a design on it.
It was a very ornate house, a beautiful Victorian house, a Queen Anne house. And I noticed
These were cedar trees.
Mm-hmm. You had a cow in the picture. Did you have a cow?
Oh, yes, a Jersey cow.
And you mentioned churning butter. When did you do that?
Saturday morning. We churned the butter and made the brown bread.
You made brown? How do you make brown bread?
Oh, 3 cups of flour and 3 pints of flour.
And that would
and
be
molasses.
And molasses for Saturday night's brown bread and beans.
Beans, yes.
So you churned the butter in the morning to get ready for the brown bread. How nice. Now, you grew up there on School Street, and your father had a livery stable.
Yes.
What was his name, and where was his stable?
Ernest F. Brown. His first stable was on Parkman Street, just back of the library, where the library is now.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be a little old-fashioned house where the library is.
I didn't know that.
And the ground wasn't level the way it is now. There was quite a little mound there where the house, small house, white house, very old house was there. And the back had a basement to it, a brick basement. And
his first livery stable was in connection to that house on Parkman Street. And then he moved,
Perhaps I gave a picture to the library showing that stable.
I wouldn't be surprised.
With the name printed on the barn.
I know Brown's livery stable was well known in Westboro, and it was connected to the Whitney House in a way.
Yes.
Which was right on Main Street now, where the Forbes School is. And what type of horses did he have, and what kinds of things happened in a livery stable?
Oh, he had the usual.
You mentioned the doctors.
Oh, yes, the doctors boarded their horses there. And
they went around.
Automobiles weren't thought of in those days.
No automobiles.
Yeah.
And doctors went around on their rounds with buggies.
Yes.
And
there was hitching posts out in front of the houses.
Up and down Main Street and all around would have hitching posts. Did you
ride
in buggies yourself?
I think it shows one here. It was a granite block.
I see a granite block where they would put up their
harnesses. Yes, and it shows on this one plainer. There were 2 out in front of the house.
And what kind of horses did your father keep? You said he had some of his own also.
Oh, yes, he had 25, 30 horses of his own.
Did he rent these, for instance, rent buggies?
A lot of black horses that were used with the for funerals with the hacks.
And how did that work if someone was planning a funeral? He'd go and hire
so many hacks.
And what's a hack? I really don't know what a hack is.
It was a black covered carriage, and it would hold 4 people facing each other, 2 facing each other, and 2 doors on the side, a door on each side, and the driver sat in front, and
black horses.
2 horses for a hack.
They used
then a coupe was half the size that was covered.
Was that open in the front at all, a coupe?
No.
No, that was entirely...
No, it was all closed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it was smaller. It was used to take people to the station, to the train. Customers to catch the train, good train service here. Every hour you could go to Boston for about 75 cents or 65.
That's wonderful. And people would then come into Westboro and have a buggy meet them perhaps and bring them to the Whitney House? Or
yes.
And these would be your father's buggies probably.
Hmm.
Or they would... I heard that traveling salesmen also came to Westboro.
Oh, yes.
Do you know anything about how they worked at all?
No.
I think they hired buggies from the different livery stations to go out to different customers around the town. You mentioned sleighs in Westboro. Did you ride in sleighs?
Oh, yes. We had good sleighing all winter. And I used to ride to Grafton about every week to see my grandmother. And
did quite a few people own their own sleighs, families?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Did they go fast?
And we had to bundle up warm.
Mm-hmm. Did you have fur blankets or?
Yes, fur robes. Yes.
And bells? Sleigh bells?
Oh, yes. Sleigh bells on both shards. And it was lovely to hear those bells riding along.
Did you go at night sometimes in the sleigh? Or was it dangerous at night?
Oh, no. I think they had oil lamps that they could attach to the dashboard. And
I know that Westboro was a place where they manufactured quite a few sleighs. Do you know anything about where a sleigh factory was? There was a Forbes sleigh.
Excuse me, it was down off Cedar Street somewhere.
You mentioned your grandfather was involved in painting.
Yes, he used to do the scroll work on sleighs.
It took a fine hand to do all the delicate designs on sleighs. It must have been great fun to ride on sleighs. And later on, you mentioned a Stanley steamer. What was a Stanley steamer like?
Oh, one of the first cars in town. And the ladies all tied their hats on with veils to ride in it because it was all open. And how the horses were so afraid and they'd rear up to see a car coming along. Yes.
And how was it? Now, there wasn't a steering wheel, really.
This rod bent at the top. That's what steered the thing.
Back and forth. And
And
it worked by steam?
Worked by steam, yes.
And how many people could fit in a Stanley steamer?
Oh, just two in that model.
And this was one of the first cars in Westboro and frightened all the horses. Your father must have not liked the horses, the effect of the new cars on the horses. You also rode in trolley cars, and where did the trolley cars go, and how much did they cost?
Used to go to Worcester, and used to go to Chancy Lake for 5 cents, and Northboro was 10 cents.
My goodness.
And they stopped side of City Hall in Worcester.
Mm-hmm.
And you could go to Worcester every hour.
You had wonderful mass transportation in Westboro, trains and trolley cars. Mm. Perhaps you could, Miss Brown, tell us about Lake Chauncey and what was at Lake Chauncey.
Oh, yes.
That looks like a boathouse.
It's a mile across, I believe.
Mm-hmm. It was a park, is that right? And here's
That was a boathouse there. Canoes. People used to have canoes. And
rent canoes, could they?
Yeah, they used canoes on it. Oh, and we used to have picnics we'd go down there and take our lunch and eat out of doors.
Were there tables there set up already?
Yes.
Picnic tables?
Yeah.
Looks like a pine grove.
Yes. And, these old iron stoves. Glenwood B was the name of ours. And this is Glenwood, too. Mm-hmm. And the top was always warm, so you could keep
things hot.
Warm.
Now, that must have been the boathouse again. What was it? No, that's a pavilion, I think. Now, people went fishing at Lake Chauncey, too.
Yes. Oh, Roosevelt.
And
I remember the night McKinley died.
Oh, my.
I was in Worcester. And my, how it went through the city.
And, it looked like
yes, that was a motorboat.
An excursion boat on Lake Chauncey?
Yes. You paid so much and ride around the lake.
Was it mostly woods around the lake then, a very scenic?
Well, just
as it
like
is now.
A grove. It wasn't dense woods.
Was there any swimming?
Yes.
There was a beach also?
You could go in swimming.
Okay. Then I wondered what... They look like a pavilion there.
Oh, that was the little theater, the stage.
What kinds of things would they show in the theater?
Oh, kind of a vaudeville show.
Then these people came out and did music and singing and dancing?
The boathouse there and the hall, that building.
Did you go to some of the vaudeville shows
then?
Oh,
yes. We used to pay a small amount and sit outdoors to the show.
And watch the theater undercover. And I think
that's
there was dancing.
The dance hall, that large building.
How did the dancing work?
Well, they had a beautiful floor there, and they used to have Brigham's Orchestra from Marlborough. And
did you pay a certain amount to dance each dance, or did you pay an amount to go in for an evening?
Sometimes different societies would hire the hall for the evening, and I don't think we paid anything then.
Advertisement for Lake Chauncey says, Chauncey Park Dance Hall, dancing Tuesday and Thursday evenings, Saturday afternoon and evenings, and then slot machines of all kinds for sale and let, so that people would come and dance and sit around on the porch, I believe, too.
Yes, there's a wide porch all around the hall.
Okay. You mentioned something also about Hockamocka Pond and that there was a boathouse there. Can you tell us a little about what was that Hockamocka?
The Silver Grays. They were all older people that they didn't learn to dance till after they were 50.
Oh, my.
And Mr. Tredway, he taught them. And in the summer, they would go over to Hockamocka Boathouse there for a dinner.
It was a large boathouse? Or did they eat outdoors
no, it was
or for
small,
the picnic?
But it would hold 25, 30 people, easily enough. And Mr. Tredway was a wonderful cook. And he took care of all the cooking part of it. And they used to have nice times.
This
the
was
Grays and their families could go then.
And this was right at Hockamocka. Were there people then renting boats and using boats on Hockamocka?
If
there was
a
boathouse.
Well,
it wasn't
a very popular place. It was just a little country pond there. And
some fishing and swimming? Perhaps at
Hockamocka? They used to go fishing.
Any skating?
I don't know if there was any very good place to go swimming.
Mm-hmm. Were people afraid of the Indian legend? Did they believe that Indian legend of the evil spirit of Hockamocka Pond?
Oh, I don't know.
About the Indian maiden that supposedly drowned there.
And Smith Mills was just beyond there.
What's Smith Mills?
That was a very attractive. You must have pictures of Smith Mills. And
What happened to Smith Mills?
I have a postcard of it. Well, I think it's been taken down now. Seems to me a smaller building has been put up there.
Was it had anything to do with the Smith Valve Corporation that now is a big industry?
It was a lumber mill.
Uh-huh.
And
a lumber mill, sawmill, perhaps.
And
do you know anything about Parker's Mill on Mill Street, Mill Road? The it was an old mill on Mill Road, also, in Westboro.
I used to go through Mill Road a lot.
Perhaps
the horses.
Probably was already long in disuse by that time.
Yes.
I wondered if you lived fairly close to Main Street and downtown, and I wondered if you could tell me about Town Hall and the bandstand. Where was it, and what kinds of things happened there?
And,
Town Hall was a wooden building at that time.
Yes.
And where was the bandstand?
Here at the left, and there was
across the street, was
there
it?
There was a railing around the top, and then the lower part was lattice work.
Mm-hmm. And it was a rounded form.
Well, yes.
Was it across the street, Miss Brown, or was it right beside the town hall?
Well, right beside the town hall.
Right on the same side?
Yeah, on the same side. Yes.
And when would people have concerts there? Saturday night or in the summertime?
Yes. They'd have them at a regular time.
Well,
and people would all stand around here and listen to the music.
On Main Street in front of Town Hall.
Mm.
What was in Town Hall? Do you remember when the library was there? Or when they showed movies in Town Hall?
Yes.
Did you go to any of the movies?
Well,
Perils of Pauline?
I think so, at times.
Mm-hmm. And you also were talking about the horse troughs and the fountains in Westboro.
Yes.
Where were they?
There was one right at the head of School Street. Yes, that's the one that I could see. We could see from our dining room window. Look out and see that.
The watering trough. And then there looks like one in the middle of the junction of South Street and Main Street.
Yes, right in the center of the square.
Where the Rotary is now.
Yes.
So, and then there was one on Summer Street, I believe, somewhere near there. Do you remember any of the parades in town?
Oh, yes.
We would have parades on the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
And did the Lyman School boys come down?
Oh, yes, yes. And they had a band in Lyman School.
It was a good band.
Mr. Wilson directed the band.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the arcade building.
And that had
that's Cloyce's
drugstore.
Oh, I know something. Well, what Helen Schumann told you about.
She told
the
me
ice cream.
Yes, going down to the Whitney House. And
oh, no, that was down Mrs. Lowe's store, the Whitney House. I remember Mrs. Lowe well, and
she was the pharmacist.
She had a living quarters at the back of her store, and every summer she'd invite four of us down for Sunday dinner.
How nice.
And then she'd come up and eat with us during the year.
What else was
Father was always bringing people home to eat. And one day he brought the Chinaman.
Oh, tell me about the Chinaman. Where did he live or have his store?
The Chinaman had a little laundry shop right next to the Whitney House, just beyond the driveway there.
On West Main.
There was a road. There was a fish market first, and then the Chinaman had a little shop there. And then Mr. Gilmore had a bicycle shop at the other end.
Mm-hmm.
And just before you get to Parkman Street, and in between there was the tennis court.
Oh, what tennis court was this? I didn't know
the
about
town
that.
Tennis court, right. The other side of Parkman Street, the library, of course, was one side, and then the tennis court was the other side.
Where the Forbes School is now, perhaps?
Yes.
Or were they historical?
The
before the Spur House?
It Yes, before you get to the spur house, it was the first lot from Main Street.
And tell me about the tennis court. Did many people play tennis?
Yes, a lot of people would go down there and play tennis.
And this was in the early 1900s?
Yes.
In long white dresses, I've been told.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the men, what did the men wear? I'm sure they weren't in shorts. I'm sure they were in long pants, if anything.
And the Spur sisters always wore their skirts way down to the ankles, you know.
Now they lived
and going down Main Street, they'd hold up their skirt and their elbow was sticking out. They had a way of twisting their hand this way.
Around their skirt.
Yes, and to hold up their skirt. And the other hand held a little black parasol.
Oh my.
About the size of a small plate, you know.
Mm-hmm. And they lived in the spur house and paraded around the town, I guess.
Well, they went downtown every day to the post office.
Mm-hmm.
And
and they were well known for their parasols. Was that house, the spur house, ever used for, where was your father's livery stable in relation to the spur house? Was it right behind it or beside it?
Right in line with it, sort of.
Mm-hmm. Before you get to your father's, there's a tennis court.
I think there was a tenement house first, and then the spur house.
All right. And where were these tennis courts then? Were they on the corner also?
Yes, the tennis court was on the corner,
mm-hmm.
Right next to Main Street.
That's amazing. We were told once that there was perhaps a blacksmith shop near there too.
Oh, the blacksmith shop was.
There was another one.
Across from our backyard on Cross Street. And, I grew up in that blacksmith shop.
What fun.
Why, I could shoe a horse as well as a man.
That's great. I'm sure all the children loved the blacksmith shop.
And John Massey, he was the blacksmith there. And one day he picked me up on his shoulder and took me over in front of the little square mirror that hung on the wall. And the mirror was so dirty that you could hardly see yourself in it. And he'd say, "See the posy?"
Oh, that's nice. He got used to seeing you around. Miss Brown, we started talking about the Chinaman. Tell me, what did he do? Men would bring their shirts to him?
Yes, people would take the laundry to him. And, of course, Father knew everybody around that section, and so he invited him up to dinner one day. And I sat opposite him, and I thought he was funny looking.
I'm sure children in Westboro had no idea what he must have been the only Oriental that you have seen at that time. Did he speak English all right? He must have.
Yes.
But I'm sure he spoke Chinese also.
Yeah.
I was told that some of the Chinese, there was another Chinese laundryman, and perhaps the same one that used to give out Chinese candies or fortune cookies at some time. Do you remember anything like that?
Well, I saw a... wasn't he on Main Street?
Mm-hmm. There was one, I think, near South Street sometime. Main Street and South. But were these, for instance, the bicycle shop, was that part of Whitney House, the bottom part, or was it a separate building? Because there were some shops below the Whitney House.
Yes. Well, it seems to me there was a bicycle shop at one time there.
Mm-hmm.
The one I referred to was next to the Trent Tennis Court.
All right. Was it a separate building then?
Yes.
And what happened in the bicycle shop? Obviously, a lot of bicycles were popular then.
Oh, yes. Yes. My brother and I both had bicycles.
And did men and women as well as children ride bicycles?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And what was the name of the bicycle shop? Who owned it? Do you remember?
I think Mr. Gilmore.
Mr. Gilmore?
He lived on Church Street.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay. What did people wear when they rode bicycles?
They wore bloomers.
And you could see the bloomers then?
They were long bloomers.
Mm-hmm.
And... The men wore heavy plaid stockings that turned down like a cuff.
So there was a uniform to ride a bicycle in those days. Maybe they wore a straw hat to the men, perhaps.
Yeah. Oh, I must show you a picture. Hussars wore straw hats.
No.
Yeah, so when it was very hot and in summer.
This was a straw hat town anyway.
That belongs to you. In the town. She lived to be, I think, over 100.
Annie Fales lived right on Main Street then.
Yes.
And that's a picture of you and your brother at, right near the horse. Did you call them troughs or horse fountains or just fountains?
Trough.
They were for the horses,
yes,
right?
Yes, for the hussars to get a drink.
Now, in this picture, first is the Congregational Church, and then there seems to be a gap. Is that where the tennis courts were then?
The library was
hasn't
in.
Hasn't been built yet there.
There used to be an old white house there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's hard to tell.
Let's see, I guess.
Here's a picture of the Whitney House, and it looks like quite a few stores.
Yes, Mrs. Lowe's drugstore was here, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think there was a market next in there.
And there was a fish market, you said?
The fish market was one of these small buildings in here.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the
going
the fish market, and then the Chinese shop.
You remember his name? You don't remember his name, I suppose.
Rogers was the fish market man.
Uh-huh. Now, down Main Street, there was some bakery, I was told. Westboro Bakery?
Oh, yes. Wagner's Bakery,
mm-hmm.
along in here, where the newsroom
is now.
Was Ford's newsroom. Oh, here's Crandall's brick building here, the store. And you went up a few steps to go into the store. That's where the bank, savings bank, is mm-hmm. now.
Do they have sawdust on the floor? Do they have sawdust on the floor? Do you remember? I know sometimes they did.
Oh, they did in the market over here.
Mm-hmm.
Forbes and Newcomb market. And Mr. Newcomb used to come round early every morning and get the order and then deliver it.
He'd come round to houses?
Yes.
How nice.
Come round to the houses and take your order.
And this was for vegetables and
regular... and meat and mm-hmm. regular grocery store.
That's a very nice service to have.
Oh, these were the days of hussars here.
Yes. And deliveries in the Iceman and the Milkman. Well,
Mr. Frost had a hardware store in here.
There still is a hardware store now.
He lived on next to the Metcalf House, Charles Street.
And the Iceman used to come around.
The Iceman would come around. You'd put your card up in the kitchen window, and he'd bring in. We had a very large refrigerator because we had several large cans of pans of milk, you know, from the cow.
Cow, right.
Yes, and we'd have four of those large milk pans, you know, as large as that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a board over them and then another pan on top. And the refrigerator was very large.
Where do you put the ice in that case?
At the top. Yes.
Sometimes
he'd bring in a whole size cake and put it at the top.
And where does it drip then? It drips down behind?
There was a tube in the back where it dripped down and had a pan of underneath that you had to empty.
Which was a messy job, I'm sure.
Yes.
Picking it up. And so the Iceman came. Did you ever get a ride with the Iceman, or the children get a piece of ice from him, he supposedly?
No.
Tell me about a Glenwood range. This is an iron stove, and you said you had one of those. And how did that work? What kind of stove was it?
Well, we burned coal. And then the summer we burn wood in it, and
kept things hot all day that way.
Yes. And there was always a tea kettle on the top.
So you could have tea anytime. And the coal man would come and deliver coal then also.
Yes. And yes, we had a bin for stove coal, and then a larger bin, a larger place in the corner of the cellar for the furnace coal.
Mm-hmm. You had two stoves then, huh? Furnace stove and
we had
for heat?
A furnace, yes. Yeah, yes, I had to run that after everybody died. I lived there a year or so and run the furnace.
That's a big job. It's a heavy job. And, what about school? Where did you go to school? The two schools on Grove Street you mentioned.
On Grove Street, and then the one on Phillips Street before we went up on School Street.
So it was the Eli Whitney School and the Harvey School. Mm-hmm. And then the 7th and 8th grade was on School Street then?
Yes.
And
Hattie Hayden had the grammar school. And Mrs. Crowell had the, I guess, the 8th grade.
Now the grammar school, is that what... When she said she had the grammar school. She taught in the grammar school?
Yes, she taught the grammar school.
And it was mostly 7th grade at that point?
Oh, that would be the 9th grade, I guess.
9th grade.